With me is Nick St. John. Nick St. John is with me, and Nick, say something. Hey, besides that, will you?
Hey, all right.
Hey, Nick, I'm going to miss you.
Well, thank you very much. I'll miss you, too.
We like you, Nick.
And what do you want me to do? Help improve your ratings or something?
Well, yes, all six of them. Could you?
All right. I'll add six more listeners.
I'll go too.
Yeah. Well, we brought him with us. Hey, listen, downstairs in the lobby, I just met a guy, and he has an edited version of Norwegian Wood by the Beatles, and he was assuring me that it was a real trip. Do you want to play
it? Well, hey, I'll play it, sure.
I mean, we don't have to do it right now, you know, but sometime before 12 o'clock. Everything has to be done before 12.
That's it, man. You know, what can I say? Talk to Woody, and you remember him.
Sure.
Lots of other folks called. That's nice. A lot of people dropping by. And
yeah, I was hoping Skip DeCharme would come by, and Tom Devine, Tim Berry.
Tim Berry, yeah.
Did Ron Houston come by?
Well, Ron Houston's free spirit, you know. He just kind of floats around, you know.
Yeah. He and Sam are still wandering around.
He still thinks he's on the radio in the morning. He does. No. So, Nick.
Well, how do you feel about it?
Personally?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I feel that, I know it's dead here. I feel that it's going to, I feel like San Antonio can get
Can I just flick my ashes on the floor?
Please do, Nick. I mean, what are they going to do? You know, I feel, you know, what can I say? I feel that it'll start up again somewhere in San Antonio with some other station, perhaps.
Well, somebody told me last night that KSAQ was going to change to an album-oriented format.
Hey, well, that would be nice.
That's a rumor going around. A lot of people have really been, you know, feeling down about this, about Kexler going off the air, and I guess that's okay, but it's been hard for me to get down about it because it's so terminal, you know? I mean, it's really dying. It's for good, you know, and there's nothing that... So I'm not into crusading to try to save Kexel, but I've really had a blast up here. I've enjoyed it.
Well, I've seen you come and go several times, Nick.
A couple of times, yeah.
But I must say, you know...
I never know how long I'm going to be here, you know.
Something I'd like to say again, you know, I'd like to say again that I said earlier, and I feel personally that for the last year and a half, I'm sure you'll agree with me, when we had to revert to playing songs that we were told to play is when KEXL started to go downhill. That's my own personal feeling, and what can I say?
You're talking about when we started the format?
Well, when we were told, all right, go to album number 181 and play
B1,
song number 4.
And please,
you know, whatever.
Follow that with a C3.
You know.
I kind of agree with you. It started kind of going downhill, and we turned a lot of people off. And I got a letter the other day that... was sent in by a person that said, you know, that you guys kind of got overconfident, and you got to where you thought that you were really hot stuff.
It's true.
And but then he goes on to say, but that's kind of the price you pay when you're trying to do something a little bit different and trying to put together some good radio, you know? So I didn't think it was a bad comment that the guy was making.
That's true.
And that has happened. We have gotten cocky, and we've gotten self-assured, and we got lazy a lot of times, and so
we've made a lot of mistakes, but we're only human, you know? I mean, that's it.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
Doubleday just reminded us.
They sure did. Hey, guess what?
Whoa.
Well, okay, Nick's not talking to you. Now. You're going to the Village Inn now, right?
I don't know. Whose beer is this?
Who cares?
I'm going to put my cigarette out in it.
Oh, so I'm going to play... I told Sam that I'd play some Willie Nelson, about 30 minutes of it. I guess I will. So I'll just play 30 minutes of Willie Nelson.
Well, hey, I love you, Alan, and it's been nice working with you.
I love you too, Nick. Have a good life, and congratulations on getting married, man.
Well, thank you.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. You know, it's about damn time. That's all I can say.
I'll second that.
Hey, really.
Yeah, well, I found a beautiful person, and...
Well, you're telling me.
And it's the best thing that...
I'll second that.
...that I've ever found, so, you know, and she's great. So I'm real happy about that, I'm glad... for the fact that I feel good about getting married, you know? I mean, that's something for me to be thankful about. So, love you.
Be good yourself, Nick.
Okay, I do.